Well, a bit of a bad start to this morning. I set the alarm to the wrong time. I just wasn't feeling very well at all last night. I was a bit confused, and I set it for a couple of hours too late, so I've slept in. But I'm only 5 minutes behind time for my driver, but of course in the meantime I had a text about it and a phone call about it. But I'm on the way now. Well, I'm assured by my hosts, by Racky, that's Richard's PA, that the transport is waiting with the Hamad Medical Corporation logo on it, but I can equally assure her that it isn't. So I'm now 25 minutes late. Now, I got out here 5 minutes behind schedule. I think he's gone. I don't know how we're going to get him back again. I'm on the way now. The driver had gone to the wrong hotel, so we're an hour late, but not to worry. We'll soon get back on schedule. I didn't waste the time. I was able to do some work while I was sitting there, but it just struck me I could have taken my time and had some breakfast, but never mind. It's a beautiful day. Very windy, but the sun's shining.
What I wanted to talk about is a little bit about mobile phone etiquette. If you can possibly keep your mobile phone hidden or off or not on display, that would be good. Because really we want people to be focused and concentrated on the task in hand. Is that okay? So we also got an esteemed colleague from the UK.
Hello.
From the University of Hull, who's Roger Watson. So Roger is Professor of Nursing at the University of Hull, but more significantly, unless you happen to be the Vice Chancellor of the University of Hull. Roger is the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. So he's going to be doing some work, I think, tomorrow morning, talking about writing for publication and how you get your output in the best possible journal. And, of course, the best possible journal is, according to Roger, the Journal of Advanced Nursing.
Well, now I'm back in the Building 22A, Corporate Nursing Administration Building, just waiting for a meeting. More than an hour and a half behind schedule. That seems to be normal here. A couple of meetings and then apparently I go back to the hotel. Now I'll get picked up again from the hotel and taken to a reception. We'll see how that all goes. Interesting morning down at the Marriott at the meeting organised by Richard. And I'll be back there tomorrow and the next day. Don't know if you can hear that in the background, but the midday call to prayer is going out. I always find it a very eerie, quite disturbing sound, to be honest. Also, the strange thing is nobody seems to do anything when it comes on. I always assume if I'm teaching or holding a meeting that people will go off to prayers, but they don't. so I'm not entirely sure what the point is. Meantime, I'm back at the Medical Corporation, sitting in a small boardroom by myself. I've been able to get on the internet, but I haven't got a clue what's happening next. Not unusual in this part of the world, I think. I get the impression that running's out of the question here. There are places you can run, but you need to go to them. And from the hotel there are just no pavements leading anywhere, so I think I'll have to give up trying to add Qatar to my GPS map of running on my Garmin homepage. But this afternoon I hope to get back in time, despite not feeling too great, to go to the gym for a while, because we're out tonight for a reception at 7 o'clock. No doubt there will be lots of food. So I desperately need to get some exercise. I also need to get some other pieces of work done as well. I wish I'd taken my laptop here with me. I've got you, yes. Yeah. So it's vitamin D deficiency, or vitamin as we say in the UK, as a result of depression,
yes.
as opposed to some causative.
We will try, we do give the patient vitamin D if it's improved the depression or not. We'll try this also.
I see, yes.
It's like a study.
Okay. So there may be a link from vitamin D to depression.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I wasn't aware of that, but I know the other way around. Mm-hmm. And of course, yes, this is despite the sunshine in places like this, especially the women are covered. But a lot of the men probably.
Most people also here are not, he's trying to tell that the research department in Hamad is still growing.
Need to develop.
He wants to emphasize on that.
But that's part of the sort of slogan, is it?
Yes. The past, future, something.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for another car that purports to be outside the building that I'm standing just inside. Been here for quite a while. No sign of a car. One of the poor secretaries is going to stand outside in the cold and look for it. This seems to be a kind of developing theme here. Lots of confusion over my arrangements, but, kind of come to expect these things. It's all good fun. Looking forward to meeting up with Richard again tonight. I'm going to the reception for the workshops. I'm going to try and go back and get to the gym and do some work. Well, I got back to my hotel this afternoon, thank goodness, and I thought I wouldn't be able to run, as I said, but I went down to the beach this afternoon and I found a path along the beach which was 0.7 miles long, so I did that a couple of times and then wound my way around the residences and back along the path and managed to do 3 miles. So a bit slow because I'm not feeling 100%, but I have to say I feel 100% better after doing it. And then went to the gym, which is pretty well stocked, a strange kind of place, big, very, very crowded with equipment in fact, not much room to actually use it, but nevertheless got some weights done, so I do feel a bit better. Glad to get some exercise and now to do some work before Richard comes to pick me up.
Just thought you could benefit from a bit more of the call to prayer a bit more clearly there. That's from the balcony outside my room. I think you'll agree it is a very strange sound. It's very alien to Western ears. I guess people here get used to it. As I say, I still find it a bit haunting. I found a bar in the hotel. I didn't realise there was one here. Somewhere you can have a drink without necessarily having a meal. So I had a pint of beer, but sadly it was noisy and people were smoking, which is really unusual these days, so I smell of smoke, couldn't get out quick enough. So tonight we had a good dinner with the visitors from Manchester University. Richard's putting together groups of locals with colleagues from Manchester, and what they're doing is working on research grants for the local funding, so it's a good opportunity both ways. There's a lot of research funding here, but of course it has to be gained rigorously. So Richard's really trying to make a difference here and to up the quality of research, and especially to up the quality of the research outputs. So tomorrow I've been told I can be picked up at 8 o'clock, which is good. I'll try not to sleep in. I think I've already got my alarm set to the correct time. And then I give a workshop, very quick workshop tomorrow, on writing for publication at the Marriott Hotel, and then we'll see what the rest of the day brings.